at World Dairy Expo. I'm visiting with Mark Clark, who is general manager for the expo. And Mark, great to be here. Great to see you. We're looking forward to a great show this year. Just what are some of your thoughts right now as you look at how this has come together?
Welcome, Chuck. We welcome you back, and you've always been a great supporter of the show. You know, things are really coming together well. Weather's been great for setup, which makes a huge difference for us. But as far as getting, we've had some new things in place this year, so a few extra stresses. But overall, we're really satisfied where we are the day before the show actually starts.
Yeah, I understand in terms of like the commercial exhibits, you've got more than ever. Thanks to New Holland, you've got a new place to put some of them too.
Yeah, great supporter. Really excited to have New Holland on board for this one. Yeah, we've always had this long waiting list of commercial exhibitors, and it really kills us not to get them in here. And this allowed us to bring some new exhibitors in that we've not had. And really why that's important to us is that allows us to bring companies that might have new technology, new management tools, whatever it is. We always want to make sure that we can provide the best for the producers that are coming to visit the show. And this is just another chance to get some more companies that have great technology in front of these producers.
Yeah, you kind of think sometimes that it's about showing dairy cattle here. That is a huge component of what goes on here. But at the same time, there's a large educational component of the show, and that even includes these commercial exhibits.
It really does. Is there's two main parts of this expo is the cattle show and the commercial exhibitors, and they're both equally important, and one can't survive without the other. But again, the educational part that these dairymen bring, you may not come in here and buy a $1 million parlor, but boy, if you can talk to somebody in a commercial booth or even just learn something about a management style, taking to one of the educational seminars or something to that effect, and go home and use that at practice back home, that's worth a lot.
I know we've heard a lot about this, but in terms of the weather that we've had this year, you mentioned it's beautiful now. Hasn't been all winter, summer, especially during the Corn Belt, which is very important to these cattle producers. In terms of how that's gone, has that had an effect or anything that might be felt here at all?
You know, we won't know until the show is over as far as attendance numbers, how it's going to affect us. Based off of the number of pre-entered cattle, right now I'd say no, it hasn't affected us. Our cattle numbers are just as strong as they've ever been. Based on the number of inquiries from international guests wanting to come here, and again, just based off our waiting list and number of companies that want to exhibit here, I think a lot of people are pretty optimistic about this dairy industry. You got a bump in the road right now. This dairy industry is so tough. We hit bumps every year, every couple of years. So, a different kind of bump. It's not just a milk price bump. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people are coming here knowing they still, if they're going to be in the industry, they still want to stay on top of the industry.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to visit with us here. Look forward to maybe catching up with you again before the end of the show. That's Mark Clark. He's general manager of 4 World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.